This. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
Mike Rowe here. So I'm at a Ford dealer talking with customers about how taking care of your car is kind of like taking care of yourself. And I ask, which is in better shape, you or your car? Hint, the answer has four wheels.
Let the experts keep your vehicle healthy at your Ford dealer. Get the works, an oil change, tire rotation, and more. For $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
Awesome food, excellent service, delicious drinks served inside or out on the new patio.
Where? Stinger's Restaurant, Pizzeria, and Bar at their new location on Route 3 and 157 in Cahokia.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
All right, it's Monday. You know what that means. Oh, and all the information about our trip is coming up, so just stick around. We'll get to that. But now it's time for Jose Hernandez and your free advice. An opportunity to get a question answered by somebody who probably knows the answer about your cell phone, your computer, your TV, whatever. Courtesy of Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric home care centers. We have Holly in the studio, and as we all know, vacuuming is woman's work. Do you have an Oric vacuum cleaner?
I do.
You have an Oric?
Yes, I do. Love it.
Thank you very much.
Very light.
7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers and a lot of other great products in there. Please check them out. Tell them your AM and the PM. Here are the number, the phone numbers you need. And I see we're starting to stack up a couple calls already. You need to call right now because it's first come, first serve. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
Good. Anybody in the room have anything before the listeners take over?
I don't think so.
Question? No? No issues? No problems?
No.
Okay. No discoveries? Nothing like that?
No.
Jose, it's all yours.
Thank you.
You met Holly.
Holly.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
See, Jose normally sits where Holly is seated.
Right.
There are two extra seats in here. One's far away from me and one's close to me. Guess who's in the close to me seat?
Right.
Yeah, I've been
replaced. Here's a hint. Not Jose.
I apologize.
And I showered today, too.
Good timing.
Google Play Store is now going to start carrying textbooks. They have negotiated with the 5 major publication houses for textbooks to have them available in the Google Play Store. You can save up to 80% on books if you rent them for a 6-month period. Google guarantees that these books will be available to any of your applications or devices, including the web. You can look at them. So, a new way. Frank remembers buying textbooks and turning them in for pennies on a dollar at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do enough college for that to really, but that's really where you're talking about.
Yeah.
High school, they give you the books, but remember in high school, though, you felt really lucky if you got a brand new book.
Oh, yeah.
I always got that one somebody else had marked up, made notes in and stuff. And the new book was a big deal.
I guess not very convenient to look at it on your phone, though. Textbook?
No, but on your tablet. If you have an Android
tablet,
an iPad, you can look at them on there.
I still think we're years away from no textbooks in school, where everybody just carries it, don't you? Carries a tablet around.
Can you get the Google Play Store on an iPad?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though it's a competitor to iTunes?
Yes.
But if you think about it, why do we need textbooks? Why wouldn't a student just carry it out?
Same reason. Why do you, you can get any newspaper printed in the world on your web browser at your fingertips, yet people still buy newspapers.
But it's usually older people. Older people, for the most part, aren't in school.
Print is dead.
It's getting there.
Yeah, the pilots carry iPads now with all their charts
right.
and recent updates to their stuff, so it's coming. Be careful if you're going to be Googling like the Royal Tot or Duchess Kate or the Royal Baby photos. A lot of websites are popping up with malware and scamware and viruses.
Now I got to stop looking up stuff about the Royal Baby.
You can.
There goes my free time.
You can. You just need to be careful when you look it up. Google has announced a new device that lets you watch Netflix and YouTube and any other content on having a television. It's Chromecast. It's a little HDMI device you plug in. It's like a Apple TV.
Yeah, Paul Harris and I were talking off the air about it on Friday. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I just used this weekend, HBO Go.
That's an on-demand HBO thing? Yeah,
I watched a documentary about, he's a snowboarder. Not Sean White, but the guy that got hurt and had the Kevin something. Yeah, HBO Go, that's a neat thing.
Sony and Panasonic have replaced or are preparing to replace Blu-ray discs. They are working on a technology that will store 300 gigabytes of data on one optical disc.
Wow.
It'll be available 2015. Right now, you can get 75 gigabytes on a disc, so they're going to up it by four again.
So what does that mean? One
will the Blu-ray player play this disc?
No. You'll have to have a new player.
Oh, new players.
Of course.
Unbelievable.
They're following Apple.
So, our generation, maybe... Peon's too young. Beta? Betamax? You remember something?
I don't know.
So we've seen Beta. We've seen VHS. We've seen the Pioneer RCA laser disc that was the size of a record album.
I have those.
Do you?
Yes.
HD DVD was the competitor to Blu-ray.
HD DVD was the Blu-ray competitor and they kicked
Microsoft.
Them out. Wow. And so now we're looking at the next generation past Blu-ray, which is the disc that holds, what would you put on there? Like 100 movies or something?
You would do that. It's probably going to be more aimed at businesses who are looking for long-term data storage. Optical discs are waterproof and they're impervious to dust, where other types of storage media for backups are not.
Man.
And then last but not least, T-Mobile is now offering all phones for free. You can get them for zero down. And if you go with T-Mobile over the other ones, you can save roughly $30 on a Galaxy 4S. You're going to get $2 off on an iPhone 5. And if you get one of the HTCs, you'll save about $40.
All right. You take some calls?
Please.
Here we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's Mike. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hey, hi, Jose. How you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, this is probably a stupid question, and it's probably way, too general.
Nah, don't be too hard on yourself.
Well,
what's the question?
We've got a 7-year-old computer. 80 gig storage, pretty much can't handle anything anymore. So I'm looking for a new one. What should I look for?
That's the stupidest question we've ever had.
Really.
Wow, is that stupid.
All right, Mike, you need to pop into one of the big box stores, and you need to set yourself the price that you want to spend.
Okay.
So let us say hypothetically that you want to spend $1,000. I know that you won't need to spend near that much, but let's just say $1,000. What you're looking for is the fastest processor speed for that amount of money, whatever it is. Okay, processor speeds being equal, you're then looking for the largest hard drive to store things on. Processor speed equal, hard drive size equal, you're looking for the largest amount of RAM.
Largest amount of RAM.
Yep.
Is that like processor speed or is that...
Processor speed will be given in gigahertz. Hard drive storage will be probably a terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes.
Which, by the way, Mike, and by the way, I'm with you. I'm not making fun of your question at all, because if I had to go buy a computer, I'd have to re-ask these same questions. But a guy like you, I'm guessing, when you say how many gigabytes?
A terabyte. Which is 1,000.
1,000
you'll
gigabytes.
You'll never use all that. It's more than you'll ever need.
But you're looking at something that'll say, like when I was looking at a laptop, it says 4 gigs, and then
4 gigabytes is the RAM, 500 gigabyte hard drive, and a quad core 3 gigahertz processor.
So a hard drive is your memory,
is where you store your files,
and 500 gigabytes is a ton.
It's a half a terabyte. It's a lot. Well, he's got 80 gig now, so it's roughly 9 or 8 times that.
Okay, and speed is measured in what again?
Gigahertz,
and mm-hmm. You want at least.
2.8. It's going to vary between 2.8 to 3.5.
Okay.
How many pounds in a gallon?
We're not talking about that, Lauren. Does that help, Mike?
Yeah, I was just trying to focus in on the main things, because when you go online and look at some of the online services like Dell and HP, when you pick out like a base computer, I mean, I've already got speakers, I've got a mouse, I got a keyboard,
right?
I got a printer, I got a monitor, I don't need any of that, all I need is a tower.
Mm-hmm.
It's a desktop application. They're assuming, I guess, that I want to download movies from Netflix or store them or something like that. And now I want to do that. I just want internet, some word processing.
You know what this is like? This is like buying a diamond. They tell you it's the C's, the color, cut, right, clarity, and carats, the four C's. It's kind of the way with a computer.
Right.
They're just basic things, speed.
Speed of the
memory.
Processor, how much space can you store things, and how much RAM does it have?
Hey,
I would think, Mike, 350 or less should get you a good machine for what you want to do.
If his monitor's like 7 years old or older, will it?
Monitors haven't advanced nearly as quickly as the hardware that runs them.
All right.
So if you got a monitor you're happy with, Mike, stay with that one.
Yeah, no, it's a nice 20-inch HP flat, you know, LCD, whatever.
Beautiful.
All right. Good luck, Mike.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Jose.
Thank you for the
call.
You're
welcome.
All right. Now, good news for people who are trying to get in. We just lost every call we had, so we're rebooting the calls. Our phone system, and this is what surprises me. I think it's still under warranty. It's only 40 years old.
Yeah.
But now we've rebooted, and the calls are coming back in, so you can still sneak in here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here's Tom. Tom, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
I'm good.
This is my first time calling you. I always listen to you about your tech talk.
Well, welcome aboard.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, Jose, I got a no-compact Casario. It's about 2002 system.
Mm-hmm.
And went out and bought one of them Rabbit TVs. Whenever I put it into my USB port, it don't want to pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find out why. It says something about that I need a higher gigabyte or something, and you need it shows something on there about there's a menu board that comes up and says you got these other plugs to plug in besides the USB port in the front that I already have, or do I need an SD card for it?
The Rabbit television is looking for a USB
2.0. What would a Windows Vista Home Basics be at?
Well, the Vista isn't the problem. It's the age of the hardware.
Okay.
Your hardware has 1.1 in
it. Because it's an old system, and every time I turn around, I got these pop-ups. And would that be in the hard drive system or the system itself?
It's actually the motherboard.
Motherboard. Well, is the fatherboard involved with that too?
No, not unless you're looking, unless you're looking for baby boards.
Well, baby boards, son and daughter boards, whatever. I don't know why they call it. For a board for that system, would it be expensive, or what's best for me to trade it out and buy me a decent used one?
Well, I don't know about a used one. Your machine is 13 or what, 10 years old?
Yeah, something like that.
10 or 11 years old. You might want to consider actually getting a new machine, because the new ones will come with USB 3.0.
Okay, and that would pull the load off for the Rabbit TV.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jose, have a good one. Greatly appreciate your show, and y'all have fun now.
All right, Tom, we're having a blast. Thank you.
Y'all about now.
What?
How about Nyawa?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that Indian, or what is
it? It could be.
Asian? I couldn't recognize it. John, say hi to Jose.
Yeah, hi. If I'm not mistaken, this is the T-Mobile. It's a zero down. It's not a free phone.
Yeah,
pay for the phone over the course of the contract.
Right, but you pay for the phone over the course of any contract you get, and the other ones you have to put money down on it.
I don't get the high-end phone, so I'm not involved in that. But I was just clarifying that, so
yes,
I don't walk into the T-Mobile and say, where's my free phone?
They'll show you one.
Yeah, well, they'll show you the low-end one, but it's not really free. It's over the course of the contract.
That is correct. There is no down payment. You can walk out the door with zero down.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I think most people know that you can't go in anywhere and they just hand you
nothing.
Phone.
There's no free lunch.
Every phone that each of us
you're going to pay for.
We're paying for it in the contract that we have. Let's go to another Tom. Tom number two. Tom, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Tom,
I have a problem with my computer. It's only maybe 3 or 4 years old, but for some reason we'll be doing something, you know, anything, and it'll just go black. It'll just turn off, and I'll push the button, it'll reset, and all these stuff comes up saying, you know, you want to start safe mode or whatever, or start normally. We do that. It seems to be fine for 2 or 3 more hours, and then it just kicks off again.
Tom, some computers come with, it's called EPBO, excessive porn blockout. And if you watch excessive pornography, it just blacks right out.
Can't handle it all.
Can't handle it. It's overloaded.
Right. I wish that was a problem, but it's not.
Tom, is it a laptop?
No, it is a regular, gateway computer.
It's a tower?
Say again?
A tower?
Yes, it is a tower.
You set it behind or underneath a desk?
It is inside a desk, usually in a door, with the door.
Yeah, it's overheating.
Okay.
And what the system is doing is that when it reaches a certain temperature, to save itself, it just powers itself off.
Okay, so I should pull that out, maybe dust it off. I don't know when the last time it was even. I'm sure that fan back there is full of dust.
Well,
so
is it ground level or on a desktop?
It is on the floor, you hit normal desk, and then you open a little door next to you where your knees are.
Yeah, get yourself a can of compressed air, air, and pull the cover off of it, and you'll likely find enough lint in there to
make a sweater.
Make a sweater out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it needs to have air. It needs to breathe.
It needs air circulation.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Notice how I'm practically able now to answer all the questions.
Hold on, Jose. I got this.
Almost a computer genius. We'll close it out with Linda. Linda, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Linda. How are you?
Fine, thanks. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. HP laptop that's probably 5-6 years old, and it is getting very hot right where my left wrist would be.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the cooling fan is going out. Is that an expensive repair, or just get a new laptop?
Cooling fans are expensive. If it is as old as you say it is and it's starting to die of heat, replacing the fan is going to have a short life even after you replace the fan, because the components are getting overheated and they're heat cycling.
Okay.
I would recommend for a couple $100, you can get a new laptop that is far superior in every way you want to look at it to the one you got now.
Okay, go to the big box stores?
Yeah, stop by a big box store. Big box stores are good. If you're not comfortable with talking to people on the phone or having to mail things back and forth in the mail, if you just want to take it somewhere and look somebody in the eye and go, this is broke, fix it.
Okay.
I would also recommend, I don't normally recommend extended warranties on technology items. Laptops is the one that I do. And the reason is because laptops are subject to more vibration and humidity and temperature changes than any other electronic device.
Moved around a
lot. Yeah, your computer sits at home in one place. It's in the air conditioning or the heating. Sometimes laptops travel in cars. Overnight they're cold or they're hot. Their moisture goes up and down. So you get your extended warranty. That's a good buy.
Yeah.
On laptops.
I love to keep it at home. I even got a little aluminum cooling rack to elevate it to see if it will tell. I tried the compressed air, but on a laptop, there's not that many options for places to.
Okay, Linda, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you for the response.
I think the last thing she said was.
That was it. Yes.
Sorry, I'm not making fun of you. Just had a weird connection there. Wow. More problems solved. I always feel good every Monday about the wonderful work we do, helping people who are electronically desperate. We'll do it again Monday. If between now and then you need to get a hold of Jose, here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. To see if Holly's paying attention. Holly, what's that email address?
He's whispering at me.
Spanking room. Make a note. You're going to spanking room.
I was actually writing it down.
No, you're going to spanking room. What's his email address, Holly?
Techquestions@ktrs.com.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
A little louder.
Techquestions@ktrs.com.
You're still going to spanking room.
Tails off a little bit.
Yeah, she does.
You got to eat that mic.
That mic. We're going to have some mic eating lessons.
Mic technique.
After the show's over. Jose's email address again, techquestions@ktrs.com, brought to you by Oric and the 7, locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. We'll be back here again next Monday. I know it'll seem like forever. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. Well, we have an interesting
maybe a reunion?
Well, kind of a reunion, and an interesting little situation here where we find that Holly here actually knows John Landoff Jr. and used to call on him and sit in his office some, 20 years ago?
At least, or more.
John, say hi to Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Long time no see.
Well, it's I mean, where have you been?
Well, now, John, first of all... No, he's acting like
he
remembers.
I don't think he does. He has no idea.
So why don't you tell John what the circumstances were when you used to call on him?
When I was very young, used to work for a company...
How young? 18?
18 or less, yeah. Okay. Used to work for a company who was in Florissant, and we detailed cars for you. And I would have to follow one of our drivers to deliver the car and get the invoices signed by you.
Oh. So you were like getting money from me then?
No. I was just getting your signatures.
Oh, okay.
Do you think he still has any idea?
No.
He doesn't know.
I don't think he knows.
How often were you in John's office, do you think?
Sometimes more than once a day.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
So this is frequent.
And you know, you're good looking. I'm surprised he's not remembering.
When I ran the used car department, that's got to be like closer to like 25 years ago.
Would it be 25?
Yeah.
Yeah, she says yeah, 25 years ago. But I'm looking at her. She's a stunning blonde. I just can't believe you haven't yet. It hasn't clicked. Oh, yes, that Holly.
It hasn't kicked in yet.
You haven't placed her yet.
I haven't. I'm sure if I saw Holly, I would.
See, this is how he gets you to come
by
the dealership, and then
like if you came by to maybe buy a car from me, that I'd surely
see. I told you it would lead to that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why beat around the bush? I mean, that's what I do for a living, right? I mean, I sell cars. I provide transportation.
He never stops selling.
A doctor of transportation.
Tell him the name of that company you work for.
It was called You Can Van and Restore a Car.
Does that ring a bell?
No.
What a horrible name.
25 years ago?
A horrible name. You Can Van and Restore a Car. What does that even mean?
Was there like an abbreviation for that? I mean, was it an acronym?
No, they would take vans, like cargo vans, and make inserts for them that were covered in carpet. It was awful. And so like it would be like a conversion van, but not really like a conversion van.
Like a cheap conversion van.
Exactly.
The poor man's conversion van. And then they also detailed cars.
Correct. And sold cars.
Horrible name. They're probably out of business because of that horrible name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as you know, Holly, John has gone from the used car department to owning the entire dealership.
Impressive.
Yeah. It's very impressive. He's done really well. And so has Holly, apparently. He's married now to a wealthy, wealthy painter. And she just spent the weekend at the Four Seasons. That's how wealthy they are. He's does he paint out like outside or what kind of painting? Like indoor?
Commercial painting.
John, if you ever need the dealership painted, Holly's husband.
Give us a call.
Holly's husband.
There's one question I could ask. Union or non-union?
Union.
And we're good to go. We're good to go.
Yep. How about that?
This is working out.
Half the employees of Long Enough Chevrolet are union members.
This is really working out well.
With union people.
This is working out.
Now we got that going for us.
Now, what's going on? How's everything?
I don't know. I think we just might have done a commercial for Holly's husband's painting company.
No, because we didn't mention. No, we didn't know because we didn't mention the name of it. So we.
There you go. Okay.
We couldn't. All right. We couldn't have.
You. You're okay with that now, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, how was your weekend?
It was great, except it didn't start off very well because I got massive multiple wasp stings, and I hadn't had wasp stings for over 20 years.
So what were you doing outdoors that you would have created?
I was changing landscaping bulbs outside, and I opened a transformer box to jump it, and so
he sounds shocked that you would be outside.
Well, I'm shocked that I was outside, but here's why. My wife was in Jeff City, so I had to do the changing of the landscape bulbs. Otherwise, I'd make her do it.
Yeah.
And then look what happened.
You wouldn't.
Sure, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
And then I got a three huge wasp nests all at once. They all came at me at once and stung me. But I'm okay. Want everybody to know that. I'm okay. That's how tough I am. Multiple stings. Didn't even go to a doctor. And I didn't know what to do about it because I don't ever know what's an old wives' tale like wet baking soda to pull the stingers out. I think that's all a bunch of crap. I just toughed it out. That's just because I'm tough. So,
wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Toughed it out or you didn't scream?
I didn't actually scream. I made some, yeah, those noises, like karate noises, because I was flailing and fanning and trying to beat and knock these wasps away, and they were still stinging me. So I did make some sound, but I can't scream. I don't understand how people can, you know, that actual scream like a woman does. I can't, Peon can do it. I can't scream. But I can just, yeah, I can do
right.
that.
Well, what is that?
Well, I'm being stung. That's the sound of being stung. Ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Bang. That's what I was doing.
Unbelievable.
How's business?
Good. Business is good. How about this great weather? Unbelievable
welcome.
Weather. Had a great weekend and a lot
welcome.
Of AM and the PM customers.
You're welcome.
And let's just talk about this. Our satisfaction ratings in service and sales are up in the 90 percentile, which is way above, the average for our dealers, and it's broken into different zones around the country. We happen to be into a south central region, but, you've done business with us, all of you have, and, we really work very, very hard to take care of our customers. But there's no doubt we're not perfect. So when there's a situation and things haven't gone maybe to your liking, call 314-837-1800. Now, that doesn't mean the commercial's over with yet, right? But 314-837, ask for me, okay?
No.
And you'll get a call back. If one of our employees, maybe more so in the summertime when we're very, very busy, but we should never be too busy to step up and take care of our customers' needs.
A lot of dealerships aren't that concerned with customer satisfaction. In fact, I just talked to somebody the other day. They had tried to do business with another Chevy dealer, and I said, how did it go? And they says, well, I just call them the Rolling Stones. And I said, why? And they said, because I can't get no satisfaction. See what I did there?
Oh. Oh,
so wow. The other dealers are what we call Rolling Stone dealers. Yeah. You won't get no satisfaction.
That was a music tie-in.
Thank you. Thanks good. For recognizing that, yeah. Holly, that's what I do. Clever stuff.
I know. I can tell.
You know what? With such modesty, too.
Yeah.
No, let's don't pat ourselves on the back. Dude, or, no, I mean, hey, you got to do what you got to do. I'd love to hear you make that noise again when you got stung by a wasp.
It's like walking on hot coals or something. Same sound.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You really are.
I killed them all, though. They're all dead. Hundreds of wasps dead in a pile. I took care of them.
Did you?
You bet I did.
You tell you what, boy, you are a super. You're a rock star.
Oh, thank you.
You know, but hey, listen, the deals are still going hot and heavy here. The weather might have cooled down, but the deals at Johnny Lawn Depth Chevrolet are still steaming hot.
Never heard that before. Never heard a car dealer say that. It may be cool, but the deals
are. So now you're making
hot.
Fun of me.
A little bit.
You're just touting yourself, talking about how creative you are. So, in essence, what you're trying to say right now is, I guess, I'm not that creative.
Not as creative, no. No. You're not supposed to be.
You're right.
Yeah. Can't be the
like
best.
You probably couldn't come here and sell a car.
No, I could sell a car.
I don't know.
I couldn't do the paperwork.
You have to be able to get along with everybody, Frank. Everybody.
Okay. then forget it. You know what? If I sold a car, I don't want to do all the paperwork. I just want to go, hey, congratulations, and I want to go to the next
one.
Well,
usually you hand it off to the financial guy, right?
Well, there's still a certain amount of
paperwork
sitting at the desk, and I don't want to do any of that. I just want to go, you like this car? You know what? You look good in this kind of thing. I think I'll take it. Great. I shake the hand, and I'm gone. Next customer. And
okay,
somebody
true
else
story. When I was younger, just out of college, my early 20s, I hated paperwork. I could sell. I could help manage. I could help, put deals together. But when it came to the, the filling in the application, because everything was by hand back then, I hated it. Now, my sister Laura would get on me. She'd go to my dad. This paperwork is terrible. He'll never make it. And my dad was just saying, hey, you've got to do your paperwork, and you've got to really check it over, and you have to make sure everything's correct, or you'll make a mistake. One time I made a mistake. It was a few hundred dollars back in probably like 1982. The customers were nice enough. They said, hey, listen, we'll split it with you. I said, thank you very much. When it got to my dad, he goes, well, who's picking up the other part of this? Who's paying me my money? And I said, I guess I am. And I did. It taught me a very good lesson.
Tough love.
Double-check and triple-check. My dad never had a calculator in his office, not one. Everything was by hand or paper and pencil. He would always have pads of paper and pencils, and you know, and he would say to his right hand guy, "Hey, Ken Nettleton, God rest his soul." He'd say, "Put a pencil to this for me, Ken," which meant go look at this, figure it out, and let's take a look at it together. So really, paperwork is very important, but you know, making sure that our customers are happy, you know, price is important. Payments are important. We will get to the price. We will get to the payment. We have over 1,000 new cars, new trucks, and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Interest rates, folks, take advantage, because rates, you know, eventually they're going to have to go up. They can't stay at this low. I've never seen them stay this low for this long. So take advantage now. High inventories, great deals, great rates. And I got Frank Opinion and the AM and the PM crowd on my back. They're on my side.
That's right.
You know, you can't go wrong with that, Frank.
You can't.
When I got you backing me up.
How can you fail? Can we have a phone number? Holly,
I gave it to you once. Want to get in?
Yeah,
314-837-1800.
Holly, what's the number?
314-837-1800.
Hang on, let's see if Holly's paying attention. What's the number?
314-837-1800. Wow. And I actually remember that.
She
way
pays
back
attention.
Wow.
From 26, 25
right,
years
Holly,
ago.
I know you remember the number. Call, come see us. What are you driving right now?
Go ahead. Tell the
War
truth.
Explorer.
All right, we take those a trade every day.
What year?
2006.
So it is by
it
model
is time.
Year. It by model years,
years.
It's 8 years old. Yeah, time to think about it.
Lots of miles.
She'll think about it.
Equinox.
Right. It'd be a great reunion, you and Johnny and your new car.
Yeah,
yeah.
Great reunion.
And what's your husband driving? Hi.
An MKS.
What the heck?
Take those in trade too. We take everything in trade. We need your trade-in. So come and see us. We're here in beautiful Florence, Missouri, Interstate 270 at the Washington.
Wow, you just have a bowel movie?
I thought I'd give you my Frank Opinion radio voice. Interstate 270.
I don't have that voice.
Washington Elizabeth exit here in beautiful Florence.
You're thinking of Guy Phillips.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That stuff. Thank you.
Law Nothing Company. Good morning, this morning. It's a great big day in the city.
All right, okay. We'll send you some business.
Hey, stay away from the wasp nest, will you, buddy?
No, don't worry. That's it for me. All right, see ya.
Thank you, buddy. Come see us.
What is that? What was that radio voice?
I don't know. He pushed it out at the end there.
Just kind of threw it out.
This is his way of trying to excuse himself for having a bowel move while he was on the air. We have a break. We're coming back. Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we're going to see how things look right now. Airborne, here's Tim Weiland.
No, it looks like it's east of Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270 is just heavy now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, looks like we just have some slow pockets from Clarkson through Chesterfield Valley to the Boone Bridge. And westbound 70, a little slow from Earth City Expressway to the Blanchett Bridge. And then you're heavy again west of Cave Springs through Mid River Small Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight so you can power up tomorrow. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
I was not a happy person. I felt anxious and worried all the time about everything. I was snapping at my husband and kids. I was just miserable. Finally, I said, enough is enough. And I called to try a sample of Lumaday. And now I am so happy that I did.
If you worry too much, feel anxious or exhausted, Lumaday can help you feel more relaxed, confident, and positive. Enjoy a complimentary 2-week sample now by calling 1-800-400-9257. Lumaday is an all-natural supplement, uniquely formulated with ingredients clinically proven to promote a more positive mood. Lumaday has helped thousands of people feel more relaxed and enjoy happier days, and it's now the number one selling mood enhancement supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumaday is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now. 1-800-400-9257. That's 1-800-400-9257.
Missouri's biggest, oldest, and most trusted electronic cigarette outfit, Supreme Nicotine, is proud to announce the grand opening of St. Louis's first vapor lounge. Located on Manchester Road at New Baldwin Road in Baldwin, Supreme Nicotine's Vape Lounge is your electronic cigarette and e-liquid superstore. Offering hundreds of flavors of our U.S.-made e-liquid, dozens of kits and accessories, we've got it all. And as Missouri's only certified JoyTech distributor, you know you're getting authentic merchandise, not cheaply made bootlegs or knockoffs. Supreme Nicotine's nothing like the junk you may have seen or tried from the convenience stores or gas stations. So we invite the most skeptical critics and those smart enough to be vaping already to come try Supreme Nicotine free at our Vapor Lounge, 15270 Manchester Road, Suite 110, at the corner of New Baldwin and Baldwin. Did I mention our lounge seating, 70-inch 3D HD TV, PS3 or Wi-Fi? Can't make it? Check out Supreme Nicotine at the South County Mid-Rivers Galleria or St. Louis Outlet Malls. Learn more and order online at SupremeNicotine.com.
This is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show. Do you know what AZEK is? Well, I discovered it's a great company that makes weather and insect-resistant decking, railings, trim pieces, and beautiful pavers. I discovered the AZEK products at Outdoor Living and found out they were building my new deck with them. The folks at Outdoor Living chose AZEK materials because of their beauty, color selection, durability, and ease of maintenance. Come spring, I just hose off my walkway and deck, and they're ready for the summer. Why not visit Outdoor Living? They're right there on Holmes Avenue at Big Bend and I-44. Give them a call at 314-966-3325 or go to the website at OutdoorLivingInc.com. When you visit the showroom, you'll be able to see all the AZEK materials and you'll soon learn why the folks at Outdoor Living just love them. So have Outdoor Living design your new deck, fence, or walkway. Beauty, value, and durability. That's what you'll find at the place that built my deck, Outdoor Living.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer.
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, a couple things on the way. Bill Cleveland is on the way. And then after the news, when we get into the Playhouse, I have for the first time ever all the details about our trip this year to Cabo San Lucas. And it's going to be February 15th, but I'm going to have all that for you. When we leave, when we come back, what time the flights are, the price, which per couple is $950 less this year than it was last year. Terrific package that Julie got for us. So we'll get to that after the news when we get into the Playhouse. Bill Cleveland, as I said, is on the way. Record low Saturday morning, 56. The lowest low in 36 years. Global warming!
Yeah.
Global warming!
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. There's the warming for you. Air conditioners got a break. Didn't really need to kick in any heat, although if it had stayed, you know, 56, you would have. So the heating and cooling unit got a little reprieve. But this is St. Louis. We still have August. We still have even September. And I told you, I remember a September day when it was 105 degrees. Make sure the heating and cooling system is working and it's efficient and it's working at full capacity. Matheny will actually make sure of that for you. You're not capable of. Do you have all those equipment, the gauges and all that? I don't have that. Those hoses and whatever else they use, I don't even. And I've watched them do it several times. I still have no idea what they're doing, but they know what they're doing. They've known what they're doing for 71 years. And if you are in St. Louis or St. Charles County, commercial, residential, big house, little house, big business, small business, brand doesn't matter, model doesn't matter, age doesn't matter. You need to replace the whole thing? They'll do that for you, too. They are Matheny Heating and Cooling, a terrific family business. Been around 71 years, and if they keep doing things the way they're doing them now, they'll be around another 71, at least, or however long they want to. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. If you don't have it on your phone already, and I do, get it. It's a free app. It's STL Taxi. STL Taxi, the best, quickest way ever to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill. Say hi to Holly.
How the heck are you?
Say hi to Holly.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing terrific. Well, a dating reporter in New York claims that men and women are equally shallow. Pretty amazing. Not that men and women are both shallow, but that somebody has a job as a dating reporter.
No kidding.
Do you guys see where Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz went berserk and smashed that dugout phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Last time I saw somebody destroy a phone like that was Anthony Weiner's wife. Yeah. Anthony Weiner is running for mayor of New York, says he's, quote, working with people to get help for his sexually explicit texting.
Good for him.
I hope so. I mean, it can't be easy to do that sort of thing with only one hand free.
I get it.
Weiner is refusing to drop out of the New York City mayor's race, saying the campaign is about something larger than himself. Judging by the pictures, that could be just about anything.
Yeah, no kidding. He's a runt.
And finally, Well, on Friday, Mick Jagger of Rolling Stones fame will celebrate a birthday. How old do you think Mick Jagger is going to be?
70, I think.
Yeah.
He will indeed be 70 years old. Yeah, it looks pretty good for his age. Although, to be fair, anybody looks good when they stand next to Keith Richards for that long.
Well, isn't that the truth?
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See ya.
Keith Richards, it really is amazing. Mick Jagger, especially. Mick Jagger doesn't look a whole lot different than he did 40 years ago or so. Got a nice email from a guy who liked what he heard about North American Solar, so he called him. And essentially in his email, he says, Dear Frank, listen to the show. Here you talk about North American Solar. Called him. They sent somebody out. And I learned about the values of solar energy. About 30 minutes, they explained the process and the rebate programs. And then let me get to the part of this email that I think will get your attention and maybe the reason you'll want to talk to North American Solar, too. He talks about a target installation date on or before September 14th, and then he gets into the system. And I don't know anything about this 13.78 kV size system. That means nothing to me. Roof-mounted panels. But here's the part. The overall cost of the panels, $51,000. Now, I told you the average house is about $40,000. So it's a little bit bigger than the average home, $51,000. He said, here's the breakdown. An Ameren rebate of $27,560. A federal tax credit of $15,288. My out-of-pocket expense, $8,112. Out of the $51,000. And payback period where that actually pays for itself, 4 to 5 years. He said, I'm very excited about my solar panels. He lives in Sunset Hills. Jim, thank you for the email. Look, here's the deal. The sun is free and the panels are cheap because you're paying for about a fourth of the price of the panels. The government, Ameren, they're all required to kick you back a whole bunch of money. And then from then on, take a good hard look at that electric bill that's now less than half probably what it was before. Maybe a third, maybe a fourth of what it was before. North American Solar can break it down for you in terms you'll understand based on your house, the size of your house, where it faces the sun, and all that stuff. But you need to see the numbers as they pertain to your house. You start here, north-americansolar.com. That's north-americansolar.com. It's on the sponsor tab at frankopinion.com. Folks, don't go away because those of you who hate freezing to death in February are going to have an opportunity to go with us, but it's moving very, very, very fast. The information, the details are coming up in the Playhouse. Stick with us. Holly is with us, and we're going to talk about getting away when it's freezing here.